ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: من تشبه بقومه فهو منهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء اکرام، my brothers in Islam، so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very simple, easy, natural deen to follow. And Allah has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is easy, deen is perfect, deen is simple, and deen is sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explained to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are fortunate that we are ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was explaining to you that in order for Muslims, locally, nationally, internationally, in order for us to supersede the kuffar, there is a three-point formula, and we are going through this three-point formula slowly. Number one is that aqidatu sahiya, correct, valid, reliable beliefs in accordance with the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat. We have explained this to some extent. What are the erroneous beliefs and what are the correct beliefs? Secondly, amal as-saliha, good, righteous, pious actions. But the action has to be approved in the Sharia. A precondition is any action any Muslim does, any part of the world, it has to be in accordance with the blessed Sharia. Any Muslim cannot do anything and think that I am performing in accordance with the Sharia. You have to have a backup for it. So we have explained that to some extent, and explained to you about innovations and bidah. Thirdly, jihad fi sabilillah li ilai kalimatullah. That to make jihad in the path of Allah, for Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, for the upliftment of the word of Allah. Today, in today's discussion, I'm still going to be mentioning about good actions and outlining certain principles for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is one, and Allah is unique. And Allah is unique in His uniqueness. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also unique. And He is unique in His uniqueness. And this Shariat that has been given to us, and this Deen that has been given to us, and this Islam that has been given to us, and this way of life that has been given to us, and this pattern of conduct that has been given to us, and this norm of behavior that has been given to us, and this method of living that has been given to us, and this way of interacting that has been given to us, that also is unique. No sooner you and I especially realize this, that I am a Muslim and I am different. I am a Muslim and I am Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I am different. Different in what? After today's talk, if you do not realize that as a Muslim I am different, then definitely we require re-education. Our focus in life is different as Muslims. Our ibadat is different as Muslims. Our external is different as Muslims. Our salam is different as Muslims. Our eating is different as Muslims. Our sijda is different as Muslims. Our ruku is different as Muslims. Our greeting is different as Muslims. Our dressing is different as Muslims. Our face, when we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, is different as Muslims. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that do not over praise me like how the Christians have done to Isa, son of Maryam. Do not overpraise me like how the Christians have done to Isa, son of Maryam. I am a messenger of Allah and servant of Allah. See, he is drawing some perimeters for us. And saying clearly, because the point of departure between Muslims and the Christians is that they regard their messenger, they give the quality of divinity into him. Whereas we say, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is divinely appointed, but not divine. Understand the difference. And the Christians say that Isa, Jesus Christ, is divine personified. And here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he is the apostle of Allah, messenger of Allah, rasul of Allah, nabi of Allah, servant of Allah, abd of Allah, bondsman of Allah. Do not worship him, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We Muslims worship Allah, not Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our worship is different. Our ibadat is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, do not turn my grave into a place of worship like how the previous nations have done with the graves of their Anbiya. We are not grave worshippers. The previous nations began to worship the graves of their Anbiya. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking clearly, my grave, that means the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't turn it into a place of worship. We don't make sijda on his grave. We do not make sijda to his grave. We make sijda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facing the Qibla, facing the Kaaba. That is why the ulama ikram have stated a standard rule that although there were 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, the graves of the Anbiya alayhi salam, with certainty you cannot say that this is the grave of Musa alayhi salam or this is the grave of Yunus alayhi salam. So that a person does not falter and start worshipping the graves. As Muslims, we do not worship the graves of Anbiya alayhi salam. As Muslims, we do not worship the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims, we do not worship the graves of any awliya, any sayyid, any sahaba. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Ya Allah, do not turn my grave into a place of worship. Do not turn my grave into a place of worship. And the dua is accepted. You know that. May Allah Ta'ala take everyone to Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make ziyarat of grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There you see something. Around the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are people standing there. And you do something silly, innovative in nature, they will beat you up. This is the acceptance of dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, do not let my grave become a place of worship. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stated in one hadith. When he came inside the masjid, Sahaba Ikram stood up in respect, in honor for him. He said, sit down. Do not stand for me like how the Ajami stand for their people, for their leaders. Do not stand for me like how the Ajami, non-Arabs, stand for their leaders. Meaning clearly that out of respect for him, who is standing? Sahaba. And who is standing for the best of creation, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of creation is saying, don't stand for me. Like how the Ajamis, how the non-Arabs stand for their leaders in respect and honor and dignity, don't stand for me. Oh, what we have done to this deen. What not what we have done for this deen. To this deen. They tell me in certain masjid where some Maulana walks in, then half the ummah wants to stand up, 20 people stand up. And the Maulana also feels very happy about this. Our people are standing for me these days. Then when the Maulana is sitting, they are all waiting. Because waiting for the Maulana to leave the place, the chef to leave the place, the so-called peer to leave the place. And when he stands up, when 20 people stand up, what is standing for? We are becoming a bunch of peer worshippers and hero worshippers and Maulana worshippers. Yet the best of creation is saying, don't stand for me. And today's peer in the name of Tasawwuf, today's chef in the name of Tasawwuf, he is delighted and happy, people are standing for him. He's got an entourage when he's walking around. What are we doing to this deen? Mockery we're making of it, man. We're not against tasawwuf, remember, but definitely we're against this because there is a hadith here. Yeah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated one hadith that when you make ibadat, make the fajr and do not prostrate when the sun is setting. For verily the sun sets between the two horns of the devil and the infidels prostrate during that time. And then he went on to say, do not prostrate when the sun is setting. For verily during the time of sunset, the sun sets in between the two horns of the devil. Do not make sijda then. Do not prostrate. Our worship is different. Our sijda is different. We are different. We Muslims are different. So you say, don't prostrate during sunset and sunrise. That's when the infidels do it. We are different from the infidels. And the ruku that we make, remember, in all the other deens, all the other ambiyas, there was no ruku as part of the ibadat. There was standing and sijda. Speciality of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we make ruku. This is our speciality. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated one hadith. Act against the polytheists, the mushrikeen. Act against them. Clearly he is saying, act against them. And he said, let your beard flow and trim your mustaches. He's telling us clearly that when we look in the mirror, we look differently. And today, respected elders, that we do not want to keep the beard and we keep the mustache, and we want the help of Allah to descend upon us, and we want the unseen help of Allah to come on us. How that will happen? And he's saying clearly, behave properly to them. Forgive the beard, let it flow, and trim the mustache. But today you feel shy. How can I keep a beard? What would people say? You keep mustaches, but. And our political leaders in Muslim countries also, they don't even look like Muslims, and you want the help of Allah to descend upon us. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated one hadith, when you eat meat, see how defined the deen is. How specific the deen is. When you eat meat, do not eat it, do not cut it with a knife. Put it in your mouth and tear it with your teeth. Tear it with your teeth. It is good for digestion. The Nabi went on to say, it is good for digestion. And today when you go to the Muslim restaurants, and when you go, unfortunately, to Muslim homes and you are invited, then they put these weapons of mass destruction around you, these knives and forks around you. What are they? Weapons of mass destruction. They destroy the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that house you want the mercy of Allah. How that is going to happen, respected elders? Yeah, the Nabi is saying, hold the meat. You're a man, and hold the meat and take it with your teeth. It's good for digestion. Our eating is different, our face is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when you go to the funeral, don't do three things. I'm explaining the hadith. Don't cry and wail. Scream and wail. Cry in such a way that you are wailing. And don't beat your chest. Don't beat your chest. And don't tear your clothing. Another hadith he stated, that don't pull your hair. Even at a time of grief and sorrow, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't wail, don't scream and shout, Ya Allah, what happened to me? And start crying excessively. Don't pull your hair, don't tear your clothing, don't beat your chest. And in a specific group is professionally doing that. And they regard that as part of deen. And there is another stupid group that when the child is born, they cry. Saying, oh, this child has come, who's going to provide for it? And it's come with misfortune. We Muslims are happy when children are born. We are happy that they are there. They will bring their own provision. Because Allah is the provider. Allah is the provider. So our funeral is different, our dress is different, our dressing is different. Dress how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has dressed. Let the kurta be above the ankle. That is good. If it's a little bit more, that is better. If it's a little higher, that is best. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated one hadith that the difference between the Jews and the Muslims is turbans or the hats. The difference between the Jews and the Muslims is turbans or the hats. Meaning when the Muslim wears a turban, he puts a hat with it. And when the Jew wears a turban, he doesn't put a hat with it. Or, in another way, he doesn't use a turban. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, our dressing is different. Our eating is different. Our ibadah is different. Our sijna is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, act contrary to the Jews. Keep your backyards clean. Keep your backyards clean. Externally, don't be like very clean. But come inside, it's dirty, filth, rot. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when the time of iftari comes, in fasting, when time of breaking your fast comes, break it quickly. When the sun sets, break the fast. Act contrary to the Jews and the Christians, they delay in opening their fast. Our fasting is different, our ibadah is different, our dressing is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in another hadith that the difference between our fasting and the fasting of the Ahle Kitab, especially referring to Jews in this case, is the pre-tiffin, that is the sari. We take sari, they don't take sari. Fasting is different, sari is different, iftari is different, sijda is different, dressing is different. As-salam qabl al-kalam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in hadith in Tirmidhi that the Muslim, he greets first, As-salamu alaykum, and then he talks, like how you say it in At-Tahiyyat also. The salam is coming first, and then the greeting, not the other way around. Our salam is different, our kalam is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated one hadith, act contrary in giving salam, act contrary to the Jews and the Christians. The Christians, the Jews greet by indication of fingers, and the Christians indicate by the indication of the palm. He says, when you greet with Assalamu Alaikum. Nowadays, you got program, I think. Sabah al-Khair or something. That is clear. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't greet by that word. Our greeting is different. You agree with that? Our dressing is different. We're supposed to be looking different. Our funeral is different. Our happiness is different. Our ibadah is different. Our eating is different. Our salam is different, our kalam is different. Respected elders, what we are trying to say is that let us know the fact that we are different. And the quicker you realize this and I realize this that I am different, and we start behaving like Muslims, the help of Allah will come. Because we will be adhering to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are completely different. We Muslims do not drink alcohol. They drink alcohol. Now I have been informed that our youth are drinking alcohol. Wake up, respected elder, your son could be drinking alcohol. Forget that, your daughter could be drinking alcohol. Now reports are reaching out that when you go to certain shops, then the Muslim owners have got alcohol near their tools. First of all, who asked you to drink cold drink? Nothing. Forget that, they're drinking alcohol and they're leaving the things as display also. Shamelessly drinking alcohol openly. Not anywhere else. Forget the other countries. We are too good in blaming the other countries. Our country, on the reef, Muslims are now drinking alcohol. We don't drink alcohol. We are different. We do not go to the casinos. We are different. We do not gamble. We are different. We do not consume interest. We are different. We do not dance like animals. We are different. We do not fornicate or energy. We got no qualities of homosexualism and lesbianism in our societies. We are different. When we realize this, the help will come. When I realize it and you realize it. And when we can do this, when we start dressing like Muslims, thinking like Muslims, eating like Muslims, sleeping like Muslims, behaving like Muslims, talking like Muslims, walking like Muslims, then you see the difference, respected elders. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us ability, first of all, to realize so many things I've told you. Get the tape, it's taped, if you want to know it again. So many things we are different, respected elders. In everything we are different. But we are suffering from an inferiority complex and imitating this kafir rest, which is butchering our children in Iraq at the moment. And we are imitating them. Which is killing our women there in Iraq. We are imitating them. They're killing our children in Palestine. Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you look like Bush or do you look like Osama? You look like Blair or you look like Mullah Omar? Who do you look like? And then you think you would pick your head up and the Malaika are going to come. Malaika or Mercy are going to descend on the Muslims. How that is going to happen? Let us change. It's not too late. And don't think so here in South Africa, no azab of Allah will come here. Respected elders, it is time to wake up and realize Allah is all powerful and Allah will punish us if we do not change. Two things before I conclude. One is, there will be collection after Jummah Salat this week and the next week from the Jamiat al-Ulama side, Zakat and Lillah for Iraq. The war has not even ended there. It will be another Vietnam day. And we started already collecting. Secondly, that many brothers, the Imam Sahib is giving one salam in Salat and you give the second salam. Where are you going? Why are you in such a hurry? He gives one salam and you are already giving two salams. Not even making ittiba, not following the Imam. Why you came then? You came to follow the Imam, so follow him. Today, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.